Only for dance, screaming my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look. Yes, yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mio, 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 lo que tú. No te da gilo, no te. Lago a de, Lago. I'm a mucka mucka on the board. Cause I pull up in the
middle of the song. I just want to be high.
Be high.
Be high.
Be high.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. It no matter the shape or color. I go make sure, say I must collect.
I'm going to buffet. No man get sick on my love. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't know you the bed, bed, damn man.
Malaku Ivan! Malaku come! She be make a Samoa. Say my tukina go join God. You want to bamba. You wanna cheat with the big boys.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is another beautiful Wednesday afternoon, or can I say evening? I don't know what time you're listening from. More part of the world you're gonna be listening from and what time, you know. We've got different times and so, but literally, yeah, in Fabriano, it is 6:30, and officially, you should know it is my house. You're welcome. It's another beautiful day, another beautiful episode, and we're gonna be having fun definitely today. Because if not, I don't know any reason why you should be here, why you're here. And I always keep saying this: please, if you know you're gonna be missing any of our shows, definitely our podcast just launched on Spotify, so you can go there and listen to our podcast. Also, you know, a great blessing for us as, you know, a starting community, let's put it that way. So without talking too much, my name is Dachule Sherbrook, and this is my house, and I'm in the studios of Radio Fab. We come here every Wednesday afternoon, or probably evening, I don't know what to like, because okay, let me put it this way. First of all, I have to say this, in Italy, 6:30 is the afternoon. Exactly, don't get it twisted. I don't know why it's like that, but I just feel like maybe probably it's just the way they greet. E ancora buon pomeriggio adesso in Italia. Literally, I can still say good afternoon, or can I say good evening? Anyway, but in Nigeria, where I'm from, if it is 4:30, it has passed afternoon. If it is already past, what's it called? 4:30, it is past afternoon. So literally, if you're listening to me right now, you should know I'm speaking from a two different world right now. So if I'm saying good afternoon, you should take it. If I'm saying good evening, you should take it. So literally nothing more, nothing less. So my name is Ashley Shepard, as I said earlier, and we're here to have fun always, as we do. But today we're going to be doing lot of dances, because we've got a lot of good music that are danceable today on my house. And definitely, let me say it one more time. If you haven't followed our social media account, please do so, because definitely we have announcements there, you know, what's coming up, what's going, what's gonna be there next, our next guest, probably, if we're gonna be having one, you know, just anything that can keep you in touch is there. And officially, we have a Facebook page at My House on Facebook, so you should just follow us. A good like would not, you know, remove anything. And another thing, we have more of African music acknowledgement also from there, because once in a while we post things that are, you know, relatable to African music, and to educate you about an African music or a song that you probably want to know more about. You can, you know, just go there and find out our discoveries. You understand what I'm trying to say? So I go by name Dachule Sherbrook one more time, and today I'm going to be kicking the show with one of my best songs at the moment, and one of the artists that we've listened to also in this show a lot of times, probably two or three times. They go by the name Ajebo Hustlers, and this one they featured Rebel, and the title of this song is Undecided. So for the meantime, we're gonna be starting the show right now. I still go by the name Dachule Sherbrook, so sit back, enjoy the songs while we come and ride on my house.
Who's lifestyle make way bad boys coming through?
I don't decide, now you I go love, oh. Decided, decided, girl, you know. know say na you way I want to. Decided, decided. Yeah, you know say na you rule my world, oh. Decided, decided. When you get me, you come pull up your door.
Come, come, come close anytime when you get my test, come home.
Where you come from?
Come pose anytime when you get my test, come home.
Any on your own, any one want me already perform, oh. Any on your own, any one want me no go come home.
I boy waiting be that. For my nigga snap, I see how they make a body clap. No they tell me chill up. She be now she the cap. The band in our show free. I need they talk on for a back. But she no say me a pain. Me a man tesses. I think all of it the punchers without respect. 26 years looking like an alphabet. Now my faithful, she no feel the cap careless, eh? No be try, she want to go load the guy. If I do to the killing, now so she go the revise. They tell me say no be life. See I know they try. I came from the trenches. You supposed to know the vibes.
I don't decide now you I go love you. Yeah, you know say now you way I want to. I don't decide now you I go love you. Yeah, you know say now you way I want to.
Okay, that was Undecided by Raybel, and she was featured by Jebosless. And I don't know if I've talked about these guys before. When I said literally, I knew them with Chibara. I don't know if I can remember the title of the song featuring Davido, the remix, and the song was literally, man, I don't know how to describe it. Like it was a song that was really describing the 2020, you know, calamity during the 2020 or 2021 NSAS protest, 2020 NSAS protest that was really taking Nigeria as a storm, you know, one of a kind moment that really shook the country down, where civilians were killed for just protesting for their rights, and still a dark moment. Even Bonner had a song on it. A lot of people were really talking about that moment. It was really more like a global news at that time. But you know, it was just a song just to represent the people and to talk about the government and everything about them in general. So that was when I really came across them, and I knew their song in general. That was when I knew Jebosless. And for Raybel, nothing much. She's just, let me see, an artist coming up. You know, when I even checked her out, she got good songs. Literally, she's got good songs. But just that, I think she hasn't made that spot yet. And hopefully, I wish one day she will become a person we're going to be talking about more on this podcast. Literally, I wish her the best. Because I feel and I think she got the talent, and all she needs is more exposure to really put out what she just to prove what she really got, you know, in general. And it's more like probably 2 weeks ago that the BT you know, event was held. I mean, 2024 BET. What I mean BET, I mean Black Entertainment Television Awards. And you know, I don't know how to say it, but the categories were crazy, especially for one of the best categories that we Africans literally are fighting for. It is the, what's it called? The best international act. It has been a category that has been on board since 2018, and the first winner was Davido, followed by Burna Boy 2020, which was 2020. But Davido literally won it in 2018, and in 2019, I think Burna won it. In 2020, I guess nobody was on that category. I didn't even know. I can't remember. Probably, I think that BT didn't head a session that year because of the corona. And in 2021, Burna also won it again. And 2022, I think I can't remember who won it. But now Tyler is winning it. 2023, yes, Tems won it, which was last year. 2022, I can't really remember one is right now. Not everything I can really remember about. But this year's category was a blessing also. But first of all, we're going to be going to the next song, where I will come back to talk about the categories, or one of my best categories from the BET Award. And now the next song is going to be from Boy Spice, one of amazing talented blessing, a young kid brought in by the one and only Don Jazzy. And this one also, Don Jazzy is officially in the song, and it's titled Lose, featuring our Ghana brother King. Promise.
Mm-hmm. your body give me ginger. Your love is sweet, spice, limper. Oh, I'm my, oh, I'm my. I know if you ever leave her. Make a good man, don't toss in her. I know if you fight you like your sinner.
My house on Radio Fab. Actually, Chevron, and you're listening to My House.
It's legendary.
Okay, that was Boys Spice featuring on Jazzy and King Promise, and as I said, an amazing kid, a lovely talent, and I hope he just becomes the best of who he is right now, because he's such an amazing person, the talent, and a beautiful soul in general. That was Don Jazzy also and King Promise from Ghana. And we're talking about the BET Award Festival, and that is what we're going to be talking about starting from this moment, because that's what I wanted to start with. It was literally hosted this year. The host for this year was Trija P. Hersen. If you've watched Big Boy featuring Terry's, you know the actress that I'm talking about in general. She was the host for this year, and even the introduction when she came in, she started with a Kendrick Lamar this for Drake, Not Like Us, an amazing performance. And the producer of the song also was there, literally mustard on the beat, and it was just vibe throughout. And talking about the categories and the awards, the only person who netted two awards that very day was Tyler. I don't know if any other person literally did it, but in the big categories in general, Tyler from South Africa netted two awards that very day. And starting from the best female R&B and pop artist, we have literally Beyonce, Coco Jones, Doja Cat, Tyler, Minnie Long, Ha, and Victory Monet, but the winner literally was Caesar. Talking about also the best female pop artist and all of those, I don't know why Tyler also popped that. I literally don't know, but you know, let's just keep it that way. And for the best male R&B and pop artist, we have Benti Ferrez, Ben Stiller, Burna Boy, Friday, Drake, Chris Brown, October London, and the winner was one and only Usher. And for the best group, we have 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne, which they dropped an album literally last year. We have 41, we have Bless and Bino Red Ox, we have Mavie Rex, City Music, we have Flo, we have City Girls, and we have one more. But the winner was TY Dolla Sign, Ye, and Y Dolla Sign. They were the winner. And best collaboration for the year was we have nominees like American Has a Problem Remix, Beyonce featuring Kendrick Lamar. We have Barbie World, Nicki Minaj, and Ice Spice. We have Burgos, Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion. We have Everybody, Nicki Minaj also featuring Lil Uzi Vert. We have Don't Play With It Remix, Lola Bobby featuring Lotri and Young Manny. And we have Rich Baby Daddy, Drake featuring Sexy Red and Caesar. And we have Good Good Usher and Summer Walker, 21 Savage. And we have Carnival, Yay, Dollar Sign and TY Dollar Sign, Rich the Kid and Playboy Carter. And we have the winner was All My Life, Little Dog featuring J. Cole, beautiful song. And the best female hip hop artist, we have the nominees like Cardi B, Doja Cat, Gorilla, Megan Thee Stallion, Latto, Sexy Red, and Ice Spice. But the winner was Nicki Minaj. And we have the best male hip hop artist, we have 21 Savage, Burna Boy, Drake, J. Cole, Gunna, Future, and Lil Wayne. But the winner was the one and only Kendrick Lamar. For the music of the year, we have what was her name again? Agora Hills by Doja Cat. We have All My Life, Lil Dog featuring J. Cole, Bobby Ward, Nicki Minaj, and Ice Spice. We have Good Good Usher, Summer Walker, and 21 Savage. We have First Person Shooter, the song that started the beef. Drake featuring J. Cole, and Burgos, Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion. And we have Rich Baby Daddy, Drake featuring Ceci Red and Caesar. But the winner on the best music video of the year was On My Mama. Winner was Victoria Monet. So we're going to be taking a break right now and coming back to talk about the other categories. So without wasting much of our time, we have Joe Boy concerning as the next song.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Go by the name Dachula Sherbrook, and you're listening to My House.
I don't wanna feel like I'm chasing wind when I'm chasing you. You got me feeling so gullible, and I'm not liking this attitude. I'm a fool for you, and I'm not even 42. Give me love, make a belly fool. My belly man go comfort you. Boosting my blood pressure and my temperature. Then I your signature. I'm wanting your love, baby girl, no be a danger. See we go ball for sure. Skin color Versace, looking so enticing. Come make you baptize me, now my consignee. Nobody decline me. Consignee, I'm walking with Dainee. Consignee, nobody decline me. Consignee. Let me tell you something quickly. Trip to Ibiza wickedly. You the pepper for mad like you kill it. Last night you go killing me. Oh, but you know $1 billion. You go pay me mega hold, yeah. So wake up, baby, I'm old, yeah. Boosting my blood pressure and my temperature. Then I your signature. I'm wanting your love, baby girl, no be a danger. See we go ball for sure. Skin color Versace. Look is so enticing. Come make you baptize me, now my consignee. Nobody decline me, consignee. I'm walking with Dainee, consignee. Nobody decline me, consignee. I'm walking with Dainee.
I go by the name Dachula Sherbrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Joe Boy Concerning. And talking about today's episode, we're just, you know, going around the BET nominees for this very year, and we're just looking at the winners in general. And now we stopped at the video of the year. Right now we're jumping down to the video director of the year, which we have Benny Boom, Chad, David Marys, Offset, Thames again, also Taylor Morad, and we have Tyler the Creator, but the winner was Cole Bennett. And talking about Cole Bennett in general, I don't know what's with this guy, but anytime I see this video, it's not just about having a music video, but having something really creative. There's something literally you're going to pick away from the video, either from the colors, from the dressings, from the effects. I don't know. He's just one of the, like, the most creative mind as a music director or music director that I've ever seen in a very long time. And for the best new art, we have people like 41, 4 Beats, Hyrestar, October London, Friday, Boozman Down, and we have Sexy Red. And the winner was Tyler. And for the album of the year, we have 1111 by Chris Brown, A Gift and a Curse by Gunner, An American Dream 21 Savage, Jaguar 2, Victoria Mones. We have All for the Dogs by Drakes, and we have Coming Home, Usher, which was more like an Afrobeat album, if you can go take a listen, because he collaborated with a lot of Afrobeat artists and he sampled a lot of Afrobeat tracks also from the album. And we have Pink Friday 2 by Nicki Minaj, but the winner was Michael by Killer Mike. And we have Dr. Jones Gospel and Inspirational Award, and we have nominees like All of the Glory by Sheila Caesar, and we have All Things by Kick Franklin. We have Angels by Ella Berry, God Promises by Mavic City Music, Naomi's and Charlie Moore. We have Do You Believe in Love by Eric Chappell, and we have True Love by King Franklin again, and we have Come Jesus Come by CC Winners. But the winner was Me and You, Thames. I don't know how Thames got that award, but literally, you know, I can't really question. Nothing much. Congratulations to Thames on that. We have the Best Art Award, BET Ha Award. The nominees were 16 Carriages by Beyonce, Blessings by Nicki Minaj featuring Tasha Combs, Legend, Leonard, sorry, we have Coma by Ara Star, we have Saturn by Caesar, and we have Ease by Megan Thee Stallion, Fly Girl by Flo featuring Miss Elliot, we have Ye Glow by Gorilla, but the winner was Oh My Mama by Victoria Monet. And the Best Movie of the Year, literally, we have American Fiction, we have Reminisce, a Theme by Beyonce, we have Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, we have The Equalizer 3, we have The Color Purple, we have The Book of Clarence, an amazing movie. I don't know if everybody's gonna like it, but amazing movie when I watched it. And we have The Little Mermaids, but the winner was Bob Marley, One Love. And the Best Actor, we have Anthony Mackie, we have Coleman Donngo, we have Dustin Idris, we have Jeffrey White, we have Idris Elba, we have Donald Glover, we have Lincoln Stickfield, but the winner was the one and only Denzel Washington. So we're going to be going to the next song, where we'll come back to finish our categories. And the next song is from Ghana, and it goes by the name Kwasi Otto. And this one is titled Fe Fe Ne Fe.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Fe-fe-ne-fe, we dey do am neke-neke. Fe-fe-ne-fe, neke-neke. Fe-fe-ne-fe, don't do me neke-neke. 23 when I dey ball, oh, no come best my bubble. Nobody knows tomorrow, when you see me show me some love, oh. I was dreaming for the corner-corner, TM where better call, oh. Show me middle finger to me ups, then I triple double my hustle, oh, I like it, tell them no my name. She wants it on my head. I the preach like TDJ. Fefe nefe, neke neke. Fefe nefe, we dey do am neke neke. Fefe nefe, neke neke. Fefe nefe, don't do me neke neke. Little bastard, I'm in ATL chopping pasta. My money, I'm shame far from a gangster. We go live long and prosper. Hasta la vista, can't complain yo. In God's size yo, can't contain yo. Akwasi ya obe before you complain yo. All black with black Bruce Wayne yo. Saddam Hussein yo. Terrorize the whole community. Turn the city upside down with impunity. Made it out the city with little opportunity. Go and suck your mom before you question my ability. Can't complain yo, in bad size yo, can't contain yo. Akwasi ya obe before you complain yo. Obe before you complain yo. Fefe nefe, neke neke. Fefe nefe, we dey do am neke neke. Fefe nefe, neke neke. Fefe nefe, don't do me neke neke.
Go by the name Dachel Shevrug, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
It's legendary beats.
Okay, welcome back, and that was Fefe Nefe by King Otto. And from Ghana, just an artist that I literally love his vibe and his song. I can't really remember something that he did, the song that he did that really kind of introduced me to him. I don't know. I can't barely remember, no fact. But, you know, a great artist to check on. Someone, I guess, everybody will get to love when you get to, you know, when you get to listen to him. And on our nomination, on our BET Awards, we stopped at the Best Actor. And now we're going to the Best Actress. We have Angela Basket, we have Ayo Edebiri, we have Coco Jones, and we have Ali Berley, we have Fantasia, we have Daniela Books, and we have Isaria. And no doubt I'm going to check on this name Ayo Edebiri, because that's literally a Nigerian Benin name. So but the winner was Regina Kings. I was shocked when I saw it, literally. But the Youngsters Award, we have people like Akira Akra, we have Demi Singleton, we have Eric Sindini Harris, we have Le Jeffries, we have Johnny Hall, we have Jeremy Mancruz and Van, but the winner was the one and only Blue Ivy Cat. I don't know what it takes to win such an award, but you know, I guess she's just the only person I know that is famous on that category. And for the Best Sports Woman of the Year, we have people like Aja Wilson, Coco Grufa, we have Fujija Johnson, we have Shikari Richardson, we have Naomi Osaka, and we have Juju Watkins, and we have Simone Bills, and the winner was Angel Reeves. And talking about the Sportsman of the Year, we have great people in this category: Anthony Edwards, Graverton Davies, Jolly Hurts, Patrick Morris, LeBron James, Kyla Everin, and we have Steph Curry, but the winner was Jalen Brunson. And the Best International Act, which is the category that brought us in general to this place, we have people like Ashake, Ayo Ankumara, we have Arasta, we have Folistic, we have Kiakola, Reye, CEO Soul, we have BK, and we have Carol Konka, and the winner was Tyler. She was the only person who netted 2 hours that very day. And for the Viewers Choice Award, we have Dodger Cats, Angolo Hills, we have Liu Dog featuring Jaco, All My Life, Gunna, Food Mean, Victoria Monet, Oh My Mama, Tyler, Water, Chris Brown featuring Davido and Lojo, Sensational, Beautiful Song, Muna Long, we have Made For Me, Jack Hello, Loving On Me, we have Drake featuring Sexy Red and Caesar, Rich Baby Daddy, but the winner was Beyonce from Texas Hold'em. And last in our category for today, we have Viewer's Choice Best International Act, and the categories were Hula from UK, Krista from UK, Doquesa from Brazil, Orum from Brazil, we have Jugelfi from France, we have Tyler EQ from South Africa, and we have Sheyi Vibes from Nigeria, and we have Hola G from France, but the winner was Makodazi from South Africa. And talking about the category, no Nigerian won anything this year, literally. I don't know, but trust me, Tyler robbed everything, and I say congratulations to Tyler, because literally she was more of the star of the night, netting 2 hours that very day. So our next song is from one of the biggest that has ever meant to do this song, goes by the name Larry Gaga, a producer, and but this time he's working with Panturanki and the best rapper in Africa at the moment, if I can say that, if I'm allowed to say that. He goes by the name of Dumo the Black, and the title is one, Devils Wear Whites.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Larry, if you can't talk to me again, why you they give up pain? Are you familiar with your chain? You know, say devil they the shame, but I they the run and they sink it. I just they do on my way. Oluwa alone make me lick it. That's why you stand can't pay. I know you follow. If they no invite you, make you no go. I saw more logo. I go advise, make you lay low. Even devil said they wear white. Said they wear white. And they just to look at anyone. Oluwa stand firm for my back, yeah. When them plan for my back, yeah. My holy God day for my back, oh. And they just to look at anyone. Oluwa stand firm for my back, yeah. Say I no go like, oh. Anointing oil, yeah, at the shako. Even them who said they wear white.
Sometimes they shine like glass.
Even yeah. Devils said they wear white.
At times they pull up like Rido.
Even devils said they wear white.
And the ginger white carry put me on top of my boss. Gaga, she might come on look where I saw. This game is not for learners. Rather use your upper. Conny man been very conny man. I'm on a mini man. Critical, they fly in Bolivia or Panama. The boy will hustle for a rubber stand for body bag. Yeah, with them my side, I feel me, they call their bomb. She don't go for the liquor club. I coach her up. Even pussy where them duck my nigga brother, it's too small. You know, sense nigga, this one no be too face Dibia. This bullet enter, the shooter cast off your hand. If them no call, I no follow. My compass and voto voto. My kala, you know they ever choke. Saga das, the lamba kick like Jackie Chan. The powerhouse, my career,
I know you like Japan. If they no invite you, make you no go. I saw more logo. I go advice, make you lay no. Even devil said they wear white. Even devil said they wear white. Stand firm for my back, yeah. When them plan for my back, yeah. My holy God day for my back, oh. Eje Jesu lo tele mi wa. Oluwa stand firm for my back, oh. Say I no go like, oh. Anointing oil, yeah, at the shack, oh. Even them who said they be white.
I go by the name Dachule Chevrolet, and you're listening to My House.
Gaga music. Eja Jesu lo tele mi wa. Oluwa stand firm for my back. Anointing oil, yeah, at the shack. Even devil said they wear white.
Okay, that was Devil Wears White by the one and only Larry Gaga, and featuring Panturanki and Odumo the Black. And talking about Odumo the Black, I saw a post from Instagram from the one and only Jaxi Jags and Jax Nation. If anybody knows, you know, how will I say, the Chocolate City from like literally 29, 2010, 2011, 20 to 2015. And trust me, you should know, even As at the time we were thinking, MI was like the front man of Chocolate City, which at that time he was, as the front rapper, you know. Most of us still felt like Jesse Jax was better than him. I don't know if it was just me, but when three of them, Ice Prince, Jesse Jax, and MI, you know, they have a collaboration together, because I don't know if they had an agreement at that time that whenever any of them is dropping an album, they're always going to have a Chocolate City song together. But they always do. MIO 2, we witnessed to one. Even the biggest song from the album was written by Ice Prince Amani, number one, African rapper number one. And we also had one from everybody. I love Ice Prince, the album that dropped in 2011, if I'm not making any mistake. Yes. And also when Jax did his own album, you know, literally anytime they drop an album, they always have. So any song that he literally did at that time, it was like we felt like even if MI was the everybody's favorite at that time, I and you know some of us just feel like Jax, they always the body MI, you know. I'm not saying he's better, but I just think whenever they have a collaboration together, just put his pen together and do what he knows how to do best, you know. But talking about that, that just Jax, also we should be expecting a collaboration from himself, MI Abaga, and Odumodu Black, because literally that's what he posted on his Instagram page, and I can't wait for that song. I have been a Jazz Nation fan for a very long time, and it's been long I heard anything global from him. I was like, come on. If you had to, you know, drop the pen, it's not like that. You're more like a rapper. Once one supposed to see the year, you may know your blood. I say, just come on. You don't understand. And I didn't hate to find people like that. And that's why I'm still literally mad at FaZe Alone. Because after the independent album, he did some couple of singles. We know you're here from Mamigi. Bros, you're not supposed to do us like that. Come on. You're a legend. I could literally compare you to Two-Face at that time. I could literally, Face Alone, Jesus Christ. You know, I keep saying, if Face to Face was the album that literally brought out Africa to the world, I think Independence was the, how would I say it? John the Baptist of Jesus. Okay, if Jesus was Face to Face, then John the Baptist is Independence, Face Alone Independence. Because literally, I can tell you, anybody who knows and understands music at that time, even if Two-Face had the PROs that he had, I'm not saying PROs was with Two-Face, like that they push him or that they hype him or no. But I'm saying if you really listen to Face Alone at that time, come on, most of us liked Face Alone more than Two-Face, no cap. And right now we're going to another beautiful lady that just came up, and I compared her to my, you know, top three at one time, and she goes by the name Queen Mandy, and this time she's working with one of the artists that she has been loving to work with, and it's called Kiss Daniel, and the book title is one, YBIL, You Believe in Love. I go by the name Dachel Chevrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Sweet that you do lady, but I'm boy, I'm back me some more. Set the table for you and me to sit down and talk nothing. I know that when the passion delights, ain't nothing matters, my darling. No deny you be one of a kind. Nobody got me for life. I no go lie, you they giving me vibe. One touch, the one time, my guy. Come cruise in a mind over. Let me take you down the block. Promising no one else while we talk. Ah, but let me take you down the wall, my angel. If I finally let you know, baby, will you let me know? You believe in love, I know you love. Shawty, are you down or what? If I finally let you know, I know. Shawty, do you want some love? You believe in love, I know you know. If you don't believe, I'll go.
She wants a love from my brother. She like the way I move like a dragon. Straight up down Alabama. Kiss on your lips and a kiss on your labia too. Vertical lips, I mean.
I know I'm a good day for talking straight.
I nominate you. She wanna know if I'm down, but the symptoms is showing I'm up ahead. Excuse me, mommy, who darling? No disrespect, I don't enter your rover. Enter my role instead. Like a story instead. All of me is. All of me is for you. Trust me, baby. It's for you.
Hey, darling.
See, darling.
Sweet darling.
in my mind, you've been all my own. You and me, it's been you, darling. Oh, nah, nah, you're hilarious. How you always play with me. Talk your love, but dangerous. And I wanted you to be, to be. Don't deny you be one of a kind. Nobody got me for life. I no go lie, you they giving me vibe. One touch, if that one time my guy come, come cruising on my Rover. Let me take you down the block. Promising no one else while we talk. But let me take you down the wall, my angel, angel. If I finally let you know, baby, will you let me know? You believe in love, I know you love. Shawty, are you down or what? If I finally let you know, I know. Shawty, do you want some love? You believe in love, I know you know. If you don't believe, I'll go.
Okay, that was Queen Maddie featuring Kiss Daniel, You Believe in Love, YBIL. An amazing song also. Literally, I don't know why I was comparing her to the, you know, to the threes, like the, what is it called? The Arista and Thames. But I just think she got the opportunity to you know, to explore. Queen Maddie will be one of the best artists that ever came out of Nigeria or Africa in general. I'm gonna be, you know, boastful of that. Literally, I'm gonna be boastful of that. And I'm talking about another person in the house. We have Shea Vibes. Literally, I have to talk about Shea Vibes. Shea Vibes is this person, I just think, has been a local artist for a very long time. Though he had the PR at one time, you know, was compared to Asake in different ways. You know, when they both dropped a single the very first day, people were even, you know, kind of hyping him more than Asake and all of those. But I can literally say right now that the PRO had just come down, and Shea Vibes has just been literally nowhere to be found. I'm not saying, but he even dropped an album a couple of weeks ago, or more than a month now, if I'm not making any mistake. But, you know, I think Shea Vibes should be one of those, because literally, even in the BET Award right now, he only had one nomination and had nothing to go home with. But all I'm trying to say is, I'm not saying I'm trying to pressure him or all of that, but according to the fan base that he had, and the PRO and everybody that is, you know, kind of pushing his craft, he should be able to do more better. That's what I'm just trying to say. So right now, our next song is from Shea Vibes, TML Vibes, Mayezi and Neri Kolo, and Billion Sola. Literally, I don't even know any of these people, trust me. But I think I've heard TML Vibes before. And the title is 1247.
Every blessing that they see now, not a blessing from God. Small lie with it on top. Oh no, I know go for all.
Only can go like that, so me I go song. Anyhow, I did on good. Waiting the uncle, oh.
Different people that be judging on me, but I know feel too strong. Cause I got in my gun, oh no.
Cause my producer, they give me no stop. Oh yeah, check our record. Look, I have nobody to trust. Cause I know they too show.
Anytime I'm calling you, baby, answer my call. Anywhere I perform, you know, say I you welcome. Turn up by your buckle.
Oh, yeah. So me tell my nigga, say nigga don't fall for that bobo. Try me kuni shaki kogo. Rorakbe se le koko.
I am sorry, baby, I am sorry. I am sorry, I thank God for my journey. I'm not sorry, so take what is for me. I'm not sorry for sin to for serving.
Every blessing that they see now, not a blessing from God. Small lie with the on top, oh no, I know go for all.
She be all unique in my low, I no go for all.
See my blessing, no go stop. I don't go sleep before I show up. If not power, I follow cast, not follow go. Who's so funny back on? I feel when I try to be right on. Who has my producer? Give me no soul. We are Jack Harry Code. Look, I got nobody to trust. Cause I know they too short.
Anytime I'm calling you, Baba, answer my call. Anywhere I perform, you know, say I ain't welcome. Turn up by your buck.
So me tell my nigga, say nigga no fall for that bobo. Try me pon in shaking pogo. Rock bass ele con con.
I am sorry, baby, I thank God for my journey. I'm not sorry, so take what is for me. I'm not sorry for me to for serving.
Okay, that was Shea Vibes 247 featuring TML Vibes, Maye Billions, and Mayeni. I don't even know how to pronounce the last guy's name. So, talking about my house, go by the name Dachlo Shebog one more time. And I'm in the studios of Radio Fab. You're always welcome. And if you've been from the very first minute to this minute, and trust me, literally, I just want to say thank you. Yes, officially, I just want to say thank you. And talking about another person I also want us to listen to today, he's this person who did not just compare himself to Wizkid at that time, but the person was this person which everybody felt like was better off and bigger than Wizkid. And if I'm already saying this, and you know what's the name of EME Boys, yes, I can literally remember EME Boys. If you know EME Boys, then you know who already I'm talking about. It goes by the name Skiz, and this guy was this person who came into the game. Even I think Wizkid was younger, but it was better, you know. Literally, people felt like he was writing most of Wizkid's song, which he confirmed, and Wizkid also confirmed too. But I think he also fell off for no reason. And he had one big song as a 2014, if I'm not mistaken, or 2015, Shake Body, became not just... I wish it was now. That song would have been a global sensation and just like Calm Down. Even... I'm thinking Calm Down did not have that vibe in Nigeria just as Shake Body did. That was literally the song for like 3 years or 4 years. Like when you play it in a party, hey, yeah, but in a club, anywhere that people are dancing. See, now I think Shake Body is still doing his thing in anywhere, in any era. I just think, I'm talking about myself. I don't know if any other generation is going to be able to feel it. But me, fuck it. I love that song with all my heart. And Skiz is back again. He did a song literally Negativity. I don't know, but a couple of months ago, you know, nice song. I didn't really kind of feel it that much because that was in the Skiz I used to know, and literally he's more like a rapper also, and that's one thing that surprises me. Skiz can sing and he can rap. Yes, he can do the two. So this time he has a new single out and it's titled Juggle, and this is the first time we literally I'm also listening to it. Hopefully it's gonna sound great, and without wasting much time, we have Skiz Juggle.
Oh, yeah,
I'm out for my bread, they want me dead. I'm never scared, nah nah. Always ahead, always prepared. Then no fi do, nada. Make them miss me with that bullshit. I don't want no drama. I know they like to their revenge. I leave it to karma. What you not do? Ain't got no clue. I won't mess up. I just want to choke this life. I know I'm the left. Go, 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 go
no be go bail. Living life to the max, no be too dull. When I show all of them, want my mock bail. Want my sock bail, no be play play. Tell the DJ, make it replay. If you did see, make you did deal. I told this house on the week, yo. I do this bail. Mock bail.
What in I do? Ain't got no clue. I want less apple. I just want to chop this life. I know I'm the level. Only two. Try it times two. Allow me to flex.
Okay, that was Case Jogo, and as I said earlier, that was like literally the guy who we felt like was gonna be bigger than Wizkid, but right now he fell off. But now I think he's back again, because with the two tracks that he has dropped recently, and this is the first time I'm hearing Jogo, I think it's an amazing song and it's beautiful. Literally, this is me saying this personally. And I'm talking about, I really want to quickly drop these notifications right now, because as at tomorrow or this midnight, we're going to be expecting He is from the one and only Rema. He's officially dropping his third or his second music album. I don't know. A studio album, sorry. Yes, he is going to be dropping. And also a track from the album, Ha 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 Ha. That's what he titled it. I'm not just making it up. And has been released like 2 weeks ago, and he dropped it on Monday, and the first line from the song was making money on a Monday morning, you know. I don't know how the album is going to look like. I have no clue, because the singles that he has dropped right now, the two singles, I think Benny Boys is going to be among which already have listened to, and I didn't want to do haha because I also want to listen to the album first, give it a scan, because this is, you know, Rema. If we're going to be doing a full album review for him next week officially, I will just post it on our social media page to let us know if it's going to be possible. But I hope he's going to be, you know, talk about the songs, the producers, and any collaborative artists that was in it. But I think Odumo the Black is going to be among, because I just think it's going to give that Rema vibe and it's going to make sense. Another person that I'm suspecting again is Crayon. Yes, I expect a Crayon and a Rema collaboration. I don't know if they've done anyone which I haven't, you know, heard of, or I have no idea of, but I just think it's going to make sense if they have that collaboration. Arista is also not a bad collaborator, and if he can also work with one of these new boys like Boy Spice, I don't know, any of the new guys that Maven just brought in, is also going to be a good promotion for the brand. And it's belong we heard Ruga and Rema, but I think since the label has pathways, it's going to be also difficult for them to work. I don't know, I'm just saying. And talking about that, Rema also has officially be able to open his own record. I don't know if it is rumors, but I saw it, you know, online, and under Maven and John C. Ward, he's been able to have a Ravens, you know, his record label titled Ravens under the record label. So that is that for that. I hope this is going to be a great news for, you know, all the Rema fans and including me. And talking about another notification, Arista dropped a freestyle on our Instagram or Twitter page, on our X page, and wish he was, you know, freestyling and talking about our mental health and all of those. So we just pray it's just something she's going to be able to recover from. You know, I keep saying these things, any of these people who are trying their possible best to be creative and all of those things, this is one of the things they suffer from, you know, depression, you know, I don't know, mental health is just, I'm not saying it's a global thing, but I'm just saying it's a thing whereby people are, my main deal is to make sure others are happy and nobody gives a fuck if I'm happy or not, you know. I really don't know how depressing such a thing could be, you know. I think I have a clue of it, but you know, sometimes even as a creative, you might be doing something which is amazing and great, and there is something inside of you that keeps telling you you are not even better off or getting, you know why, you might be like, okay, fine, I want to be a musician, for example, and you go out to write one of your best songs and whatever thing, and after production and anything, you listen to it, you'll be like, it doesn't even sound like Arastar's album. My dear, you are not Arastar. You are you. You are supposed to sound like you. You are supposed to do this like you. You might be a creative, you made a video, you'll be like, no, you're supposed to be like this Hollywood blockbusters movie, and you haven't gotten there. These people are working with tons of people and creatives, but you are alone thinking about your craft, you're directing, you're producing, you're acting in the same movie, and how do you expect it to be that great? Which we have in multiple minds in a project. So you should stop. I need this is a creative mindset, and I know this is how people think, but trust me, that's why I love creatives. It's easy for them to fall into depression. Without wasting much of our time, we have TML Vibes Jumbo, and we're going to be back to end today's episode.
Police see me taking one drug on life. That one no mean nothing, that's how me and my guys get high. And if you pass your head, oh just be there. Don't go do pass yourself, I know day. Jumbo me low, 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 Jumbo me low, 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 Jumbo me low, low, low,
certified indica, no one do me better. Toba to the letter, no leko momenta. Toba dagometa, call order pizza. Something for the soul. Oh, ginger, if I need the ginger, roll up a sativa. If I want the pizza, my sense me. Excuse me, sashe mule di on ta.
I go by the name Daturely Sherwood, and you're listening to My House. I go by the name Daturely Sherwood, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was TML Vibes, and it titled that very one Jumbo. And TML Vibes go by the name Timilayesin Sumi Sulamo, Timilaye Sulamo. He was born in 2000, and he's a gifted Nigerian singer, also recognized as professional TML Vibes, and remarkable for his talent putting forward Nigerian music. And talking about his singles, he's been able to drop songs like Grateful Sinner, which was dropped last year, Cho Cho Cho. Cho featuring himself. We have 35 Days, we have Duro, and we have Bandana. And he's literally like in the third song we just listened to before this song, We Shave Vibes, had to feature him also. An amazing talent, I guess, one of the best coming up at the moment, and I hope we watch out for him. And ending off today's episode, I just want to say thank you very much for being able to stay with us to this very moment. And you know, I've always been grateful as a person because my world still remains the same. Without me, without you, there is no me. That is literally the best thing I can always say. And I just want to say, whatever support you're always giving, I just want to say thank you for always giving it out. And also, you can start by also following our social media. It's going to count a lot. Like literally from our radio station, Radio Fab on Instagram, Twitter, and also on Facebook. And my house also is only on Facebook for the now. And managing multiple accounts is more of a big deal at the moment for me. So I think the Facebook is just something we're going to be keeping there because we have a lot of, you know, Afrobeat acknowledgement already there, which we're going to be able to learn from. And, you know, literally anything learnable is there on the page. So I think you can be able to grab something from there at the end of the day. So I go by the name of Dr. Shebro. One more time, just want to say thank you, thank you, and thank you. Hopefully to see you next week because it's going to be also an amazing, week again. And I wish you all the best for this week till next week. Because hopefully the greatest thing is always for us to be alive to see another brand new day. So I'm wishing you the best that can be from now to next week Wednesday. So from there I can wish you another best. You know, I keep believing we are always scared of something that is not always there, like definitely the future yet. But the biggest thing is I keep saying is take one step at a time. So I don't get it twisted when I say I wish you from now to next week. Because from next week I'm going to wish you another week. You know, literally let's take it one step at a time. Then we see how it goes from there on. So thank you very much for being part of today's episode. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. And I'm not going to be leaving you empty-handed. I'm coming with one of my best songs at the moment, Vic Tony. And you know, I told you guys he dropped an album 3 weeks ago, and we have great artists in that very album. We even listened to one last week or last 2 weeks, I can't remember, featuring Charlie Puppy. And this one is also from the album Kolo, titled Kolo Mentor 2, and is from our one and only Vic Tony. See you guys next week and have a blessed week.
Open my clothes.